请我们翻到哥林多前书。
So we turn to 1 Corinthians.
第十二章。
Chapter 12.
第二十五节。
Verse 25.
免得身上分门别类。
So that there may be no divisions in the body.
我们这一次晚上和明天下午在这一段特别的时间里面，我们要来看一个题目，那个题目呢就是从刚才这节圣经把它取出来的。
Tonight and tomorrow we would like to look at a theme, and that is so that there may be no divisions in the body.
所以我们这次的主题就是免得分门别类。
So that there may be no divisions is our topic.
什么叫分门别类？
What does it mean to have divisions?
保罗告诉我们说是在身体上分门别类。
Paul tells us is to have a division in the body.
这个身体当然指着基督身体说。
This body, of course, refers to the body of Christ.
因为后面接着就说你们就是基督的身体。
Because what follows says, but that you are the members, you are the body of Christ.
这些在哥林多教会的人，他们就是基督的身体。
Those who are in the church of Corinth, they are the body of Christ.
严重是在身体上分门别类。
The seriousness is that there is divisions in the body.
什么时候把基督的身体变成一块一块、一类一类的，那么这件事情是不讨主喜悦的。
When you turn the body of Christ into different groupings, that's not right.
我们但是既然讲到身体
，But now that you have spoken of the body,
哥林多第一章就给我们看见那个头。
First Corinthians, Chapter 1 tells us of the head.
为什么身体不能分开呢？
Why is it that the body cannot be divided?
因为头是不能被分开。
Because the head cannot be divided.
所以我们来看第一章第12节。
Chapter 1 and verse 12.
我的意思就是你们个人说我是属保罗的，我是属亚波罗的，我是属基法的，我是属基督的。
Now I mean this, that each one of you is saying, I am of Paul, and I'm of Apollos, and I of Cephas, and I of Christ.
基督是分开的吗？
Has Christ been divided?
基督不能分开。
Christ cannot be divided.
基督的身体也不能分开。
The body of Christ can also not be divided.
什么时候把基督分开了？
Whenever you divide Christ,
我们就把身体分开了。
Then we divide the body.
基督只能有一个身体。
Christ can only have one body.
所以如果这样的话，
So if it's this way,
我们看见我们不能说我们是属保罗的，我们是属亚波罗，是属基法的。
So we cannot say we are of Paul or of Apollos or Cephas.
其实当我们这样说的时候，保罗说我们是属肉体。
When we say this, Paul tells us that we are of the flesh.
所以肉体是做分裂的事。
So the flesh does the work of division.
只有爱，圣灵做合一的工作。
Only love, the Holy Spirit does the work of love.
所以这次主若愿意的话，我们要来看免得分门别类。
So we want to look at this topic that there may be no division.
但是我们也从教会历史里面来得知这个教训。
But we want to also learn from church history.
因为我们一生下来，一在主面前生下来的时候。
Because as we are born in the Lord,
我们一得救的时候，
as soon as we are saved,
你看见这个身体已经有了分门别类。
You see that this body already has division.
我们一生在神的家里，
as soon as we're born in the house of God,
神的儿女已经分开了。
The children of God are already divided.
所以现在我们要问一个问题。
So we want to ask this question.
到底我们当初是怎么分开的？
How is it that we split up?
我们一生下来如果就是分裂的情况状况，
So if we were born into a situation where there was already division,
那个责任不是我们的责任。
The responsibility is not on us.
但是问题我们要问说，今天我们怎么分开呢？
The question is, how did we divide?
既然大家都是属基督的，
If everyone is of Christ,
既然我们都在基督的身体里，
If we are all in the body of Christ,
每次你说教会是基督的身体的，
Every time you say the church is the body of Christ,
你看着教会应该充满和谐，
You see that the church should be full of unity.
教会不可能分门别类，
The church should not be divided.
我们知道今天在我们身上有很多种的疾病，
We know that there are many sicknesses in us.
但有一个病是对于身体很危险的，
But there is one disease that is dangerous for the body.
那就是什么时候在我 我们身上长毒瘤、长癌、长毒瘤的时候。
So is that when we have cancerous growth in us?
所以这个毒瘤在我们身上就是要破坏整个的身体。
These tumors are in our body to destroy it.
它有个畸形的发展，要分裂基督的身体。
It has an abnormal growth to destroy the body.
所以我们知道说，结果慢慢身体又趋向死亡。
So you know slowly that this body goes towards death.
慢慢生命就漏掉了。
Now that life is a kind of leaked out.
所以我们知道说，在身体上分门别类是一个很大的罪。
So to have divisions in the body is a serious sin.
今天教会已经失败了。
So the church has already failed today.
我们已经被分开了。
So we have been divided already.
那我们应该怎么办呢？
What should we do?
首先我们要汲取历史的教训。
So first we have to learn from the lessons of history.
我们先要看到底教会是怎么分开的。
So we have to know how was the church divided?
为什么今天有这么多的宗派呢？
Why were there so many sects?
到底denominations. 到底今天为什么有这么多分门别类呢？
Why are there so many divisions?
所以我们要一面来看我们今天的情形。
On the one hand, we want to look at our situation.
然后我们回过头去看，我们要问说教会是怎么分开。
So then we want to go back and see how was the church divided.
我们知道根据2001年的统计。
Now, according to the recording in 2001,
你知道全世界一共有多少个宗派吗？
Do you know how many denominations there are worldwide?
我希望大家回去，大家能够记得。
So, please remember.
有38,000个宗派。
There are 38,000 denominations.
那当然，严格说来，表面上看有长老会、有浸信会、有贵格会。好像几个大的。
Outwardly speaking, you have the Presbyterians, the Baptists, the Quakers, etc.
你怎么分裂也不能分成38,000个，不可能。
However, you divide it, you cannot divide into 38,000.
但是我们知道我们有不同的种族。
But we know we have different ethnicities.
我们有不同的种族。
Ethnicity.
Yeah. 我们有不同的，还有我们有不同的语言。
We have different languages.
所以讲到38,000的时候。
So when you speak about 38,000.
大家同样是长老会。
Everybody is Presbyterian.
同样是浸信会。
They may all be Baptist.
但有的人讲广东话。
But some speak Cantonese.
有的人讲台湾话。
Some speak Taiwanese.
有的人是讲温州话。
Some speak Guangxiangnese.
所以你看，同样是长老会。
So they are all Presbyterian.
到了一个地方以后。就变得有的讲台湾话的，有讲国语的，有的讲广东话的。
So there, you come to one location, you have some that speak Taiwanese, Mandarin, Cantonese,
还有福州话的。
Cantonese.
现在美国不只是50州了。
So the U.S. United States is not just 50 states.
美国现在是52州。
There are 52 states.
一个是温州，还有一个福州。
And then there's 温州 and 福州。
尤其你今天在纽约，你的感觉就这样的感觉。
Especially in New York, you'll feel this.
所以你就看见稀奇不稀，在北京居然有温州的教会。
Isn't it amazing that in Beijing you have one Chinese meeting?
所以你就知道了，等到温州人到了北京的时候，他一定要讲温州话。
So when one Chinese they go to Beijing, they have to speak one Chinese.
同意虽然大家真理上看法是一样的。
Even though they may be united in truth.
结果我们就这样分开。
And we are divided this way.
所以你才会惊讶说，为什么到了10年前。
So you must be amazed that 10 years ago.
十年以后，我们不知道什么样的情
况。Don't know how it is 10 years later.
但是你看见说，全世界已经一共有38,000个不同的宗派。
So there are 38,000 different denominations.
所以这是非常叫人痛心的一件事。
So it's something that really aches our hearts.
那在美国。
So in the United States,
或者这样说吧，严格说来，全世界大概有20万的基督徒。
So if you really strictly speaking, there are
two billion
Christians worldwide.
那这些20万的基督徒，他们说他们是基督徒。
So these 2 billion Christians, they claim themselves as Christians.
这包括天主教徒。
Includes Catholics.
包括希腊正教。
Includes Greek Orthodox.
包括摩门教。
Mormons.
包括耶和华见证人。
Jehovah's Witness.
包括安息日会。 Seventh Advent.
So all of these people, they say we exalt Christ.
我们相信耶稣。
We believe in Jesus.
所以全世界一共是六十万万人。
So there are a 2 billion.
所以每三个人口里面有一个就是基督。
So in every 3, there is one that is a Christian.
所以你就知道有这么多基督徒。
So there are all these Christians.
如果我们联合起来传福音的话
If we all preach the gospel and we're united,
你想想看那个能力到底有多大
You can imagine what the power would be.
我们知道说这个全世界基督最多的国家是美国
So you know the United States is the most Christian.
它整个的基督徒是占整个人口的 85%.
So it includes 85% of the population.
其次是巴西
And then the next is Brazil.
巴西有93%是基督徒。
So 93% are Christians.
然后墨西哥。
And Mexico.
99%是基督徒。
99% are Christians.
这是根据2005年的统计。
So this is according to the recording of 2005.
这个大概是六年以前的统计。
About 5 years ago.
所以你就看见到底今天有这么多的基督徒。
So there are all these Christians.
你看你尤其在美国。
Especially in the United States.
可以说可以就像我们刚才那么刚才我所说的 85% 连小孩子都算进去。
So the 85% includes children.
因为你知道很多婴孩受浸，你不管他得救不得救，反正他婴孩就受了浸。
So you know there are many that are baptized as infants. So whether they're saved or not, they're Christians.
在美国，但是最少4个成人里面有一个是基督徒。
So in the United States, every 4 adults you find at least 1 Christian.
那在美国大概分多少个宗派呢
？So how many denominations are there in the United States?
美国大概是1500个。
So the United States is 1500 denominations.
所以这个大概我们有一点的印象。
So we have a general impression.
当然，我们很关心那件事。
So of course, what we're concerned about.
许多人都是挂名的基督徒。
Many people are nominal Christians.
你看见吗？他只要婴孩受浸了，他就要来做礼拜了，那么统计的时候就算进去。
So infants are baptized, they come to the meeting, they're considered Christians.
所以我们要问是到底真正重生得救的基督徒有多少
So how many born again Christians are there?
一共200,000,000基督徒
So 2 billion Christians.
那么到底有多少个真正重生的救的
So how many are those that are born again?
明白福音真理
That understand the gospel.
知道我们是因信称义
Know that we are justified by faith.
知道我们的罪人，我们不可能，我们都是贫穷可怜的，我们是该下地狱的
So know that we are poor and wretched and we belong in hell.
结果有一天，感谢主救了我们
But then one day the Lord saved us.
我们终于蒙恩得救了
And we were born again.
所以现在我们要关心的到底大概真正蒙恩得救的这些人大概有多少呢
？So how many true born again Christians are there？
感谢主。
Thanks the Lord, brothers and sisters.
这个也是主特别恩待他的教会。
The Lord has mercy on His church.
大概是二十万万的基督徒里面。
Amongst the 2 billion Christians.
有多少？有64,800,000。大概是重生得救的。
So 648 million.
所以是整个人类的11%。
So it's about 11% of the whole world population.
所以意思就是说，大概每10个有一个得救重生。
So there is one born again believer in every 10 people.
这个和许多人出去传福音有关系。
There's much to do with many people preaching.
现在全世界出去传福音的使者大概是130万。
So there are approximately 1.3 million.Missionaries.
他们把所有的时间都放下，他们把福音要送到全世界。
So they want to send the gospel forth to every corner of the earth.
所以感谢主，我们看见说主的的确确在他要回来以前走很快的道路。
So the Lord wants to do a work before He returns.
你想想看，在1500年的时候。
Now in 1500,
16世纪的时候
in the 16th century,
就在马丁路德那个时候
during the time of Martin Luther,
全世界只有300万是重生得救大概明知道自己清楚得救的
So there were only about 3 million born again Christians
他们相信圣经神的话
They believe that the Bible is the word of God
相信主耶稣是童女玛利亚
They believe that Jesus was born of the Virgin Mary
我们的救主
Our Savior
为我们死
And he died.
为我们复活。
He resurrected.
为我们升天。
And he ascended for us.
有一天要回来。
One day he'll return.
那在1500年的时候。
In 1500.
那时候全世界300万这样的。
The whole world had 3 million such people.
这个不要忘记。
Don't forget.
这个当然和这个当然我们知道说和这个当然和整个的主在在那个时候所做的工作有关系。
But to do with the work of the Lord at the time.
我们都知道，借着马丁路德这些人就带进了很重要的改革运动。
So we know that through Martin Luther and others, there was the work of Reformation.
那么好了，那今天从300万一直到64800万。
So from 3 million to 648 million.
所以你看见，严格说来，就是福音来说，这是很大很大的增长。
So strictly speaking, this is a big growth in the Christian world.
所以你想啊，几乎每十个今天世界上面有一个是真正蒙恩得救，大概是蒙恩真正得救的。
So about 1/10 of the world's population are believers.
你想啊，这是何等的安慰。
Is that this such a great comfort?
而且有意思的就是在这些蒙恩得救里面有 54% 不是白人。
So amongst the 648 million, 54% are not,
non-Caucasian. 所以从这里我们就知道说到今天为止，那么大概整个世界整个的情形。
So this is the situation in the world.
那现在就做人数来说。
So according to number of the population.
有几个比较大的宗派。
So there's some bigger denominations.
我们稍微的介绍，我们稍微知道一下他们的情形。
So briefly introduce their situation.
我们说过。分细的来说，有38000。
So we said, strictly speaking, there are 38,000 denominations.
但实在说来，只有几个大的主流。
But there are just a few big general directions.
其他都是很细的支流。
Then there were other more detailed, more smaller streams.
Yeah. 所以这个就是我，但是我们现在先来看的就是到目前为止大概这个大概。这个世界上有哪几个最大的宗派
？So let us look at what are the bigger denominations in the world.
那我们先提的安利甘会
，So they're the Anglican.
那就是圣公会
，Episcopal Church.
我们说的英国叫 Church of England 是所以叫 Anglican， 所以他们是安利甘会。
So we know that the Church of England is the same as the Anglican Church.
所以 Anglican 就是 Church of England 就是英国国家教会的意思。
Anglican means the Church of England.
那么你到了中国，你就不能再叫这个名字了。
But if you go to China, you can't call it the Anglican Church.
所以中国就叫做圣公会。
So in China, you call it the Episcopalian.
那么英文就是刚才那样的翻译，就是所以这那个 Episcopalian 的意思就是说，它是一个这个，因为他们主要是由主教来。来聚会。
So this Episcopalian church has the Episcopal.
Yeah. 那个就是 bishop， 就是 bishop。
Or he's the bishop basically。
那么就是这个我整个的教会是让这些 bishop 大主教来管理的。
So the heart of church is delegated by these bishops.
那么这个就是我们普通所说的圣公会。
So this is what we usually refer to as the Episcopalian.
圣公会按理来讲只有英国才有才对。
Strictly speaking, it really should be only in England.
但是你不要忘记了，英国曾经有一个很大的地，曾经是很大的帝国。
Well, don't forget that Great Britain was once a great empire.
是个不列颠大帝国。
Great Britain.
那么英国这个大的帝国，我们叫曾经有人说它是日不落寞帝国。
So this empire was so great that the sun never would set on this great empire.
它曾经大概有四分之一的人口都是在这个大的帝国里面。
So at one point, a quarter of the world's population was under such an empire.
所以当这边帝国的这一部分太阳下山的时候，帝国那边太阳上升了。
So when the empire, when the sun set on one side of the empire, it rose on the other side of the empire.
所以英国曾经征服了整个的世界。
Now because England had once conquered the whole world.
所以一共有160个国家，每个国家都有圣公会。
So 160 countries all have the Episcopalian church.
所以一共有多少人呢
？How many people?
大概是7700万人。
So it's approximately 7.7 million.
所以在所谓登正教里面，那么第一位就是安利甘会或者是圣公会。
So amongst all the Reformed Church, the first or the most numerous is the Episcopalian Church.
那第二位呢就是长老会。
And then the second one is the Presbyterian.
那像这样的礼拜堂你一看就知道是长老会。
So if you look at this church building, you'll know it belongs to the Presbyterian.
所以长老会呢可以说是7500万。
So there are 75 million amongst the Presbyterians.
那么我们等一等要问说到底长老会是怎么来的。
So we want to ask, how did the Presbyterians come?
和圣公会有什么不同呢
What's the difference between them and the Episcopalians?
那么这个是这个是长老会。
And this is the Presbyterian Church.
那再下来的呢是路德会。
And the next is the Lutheran Church.
还有意思这些所有大的公会里面大的这个 denominate, 大的宗派里面那么大概只有一个会是根据名字来的。
So amongst all these churches, there's only one church that has after, named after somebody.
那就 Lutheran, 就是路德会。
Lutheran Church.
那我们知道普通我们说的卫理公会，这有的是在中国的翻译。
So when we speak of the Wesleyan Church,
但是呢，事实上
translation in China,
但是事实上呢，它是 Methodist 或者应该要翻作寻道会
or the Methodist.
哎，这个才是准确的翻译。
So this is the accurate translation.
所以再说来，在这么多的会里面，真正用人的名字来成为一个会的。那么路德是很明显，路德会是很明显的。
So amongst those, the big denominations, the one that's named after somebody, Lutheran is prominent.
那就是6600万。
The 66 million.
那么，然后接下来的呢？接下来的呢
？The next
就是神召会
，Assembly of God.
那么一共是4800万。
48 million.
那么再下来的对不起，对，没错。那么再下来的呢？再下来的是我刚才讲了，没有 ，OK， 没有，没有讲。OK， 再下来的是 Baptist， 就是浸信会。
Next is the Baptist Church。
全世界是4300万。
43 million。
那么然后的人数最少，在这几个大里面人数最少是就是刚才说的寻道会。
And then the smallest ones is Methodist Church。
那么有的时候我们称它做美美会。
And
美美就是好像美一样，一样。
Yeah.
因为这个美国有关系。
It's related to the United States.
因为寻道会人数最多在美国。
So the Methodist is the most numerous in the United States.
好了，那么这几个应该算是比较大的。
These are one of the bigger ones.
那么其次我们，那么好了，然后我们要讲的就是天主教。
And then of course the Roman Catholic Church.
那天主教大概是10万万。
So there are approximately a billion Catholics.
可以说还是最大的。
It's obviously the largest.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为根据圣经告诉我们，推呀推拉，一直要维持到主回来。
Because according to the Bible, Thyatira will continue until the Lord's return.
马丁路德改革的时候。
So during the reform of Martin Luther.
眼看着改革的旋风能席卷全世界。
So you saw how the reformers were going to take the world by storm.
一直整个世界都要重建光。
So the whole world was.Supposed to be enlightened,
但是很可惜
but it's a shame.
仇敌不甘心
the enemy was not willing.
所以他黑暗的势力仍旧笼罩这个大地
So the power of darkness still shone on the
earth. 所以四百年来，弟兄姊妹，你看见了？表面按理来讲，你看在欧洲，特别是福音真理，那光那么照亮，那么明亮。
So you see that, especially in Europe, you saw the light of the Reformed Church.
结果你看，你仇敌果然反弹。
But then the enemy of God responded.
所以虽然有改革运动，也有反改革运动。
So there was the reform, but there was also the anti-reform.
那反改革运动做的最彻底的就是耶稣会的人。
And the anti-reform, the ones that did the most was the Jesuits.
那这是我们讲。这是我们讲到天主教的时候，我们知道，严格说来，如果讲各宗各派的话，那最大的一个现在应该就是罗马天主教。
So amongst all the denominations, the biggest is still the Roman Catholic.
那么然后呢，我顺便稍微再讲一下，就是比方说这个所谓安利甘会。
So the Episcopalians,
他多半是由今天多半是在美国
Most of it is in the United States.
不，严格说来，多半应该是当英国是最重要的。
So, of course, England is the most important.
然后欧洲。
And then Europe.
然后美国。
United States.
加拿大。
Canada.
非洲。
Africa.
澳洲。
Australia.
纽西兰。
New Zealand.
那么这几个算是比较重要的。
So these are the most important.
那么讲到神召会的时候。
About the Assembly of God.
那么我们特别要注意。在美国，美国是很多的。
Many in the United States.
美国光是神召会的礼拜堂，大概就12,000间。
So there are 12,100 Assembly of God churches spread throughout.
那么，然后全世界就不同了。全世界大概就有23万间其他的地方。
So there are 230,000 other churches worldwide.
那么神教会人数最多是巴西。
So the most numerous among the Assembly of God is Brazil.
巴西一共有800万人。
There are 8 million members.
所以我们知道这个是大概神，因为我们说这几个最大的，我们稍微知道一下。
So these are the biggest ones.
那么浸信会。
So how about the Baptist?
全世界33万的浸信会的人。
Yeah, 33 million of them.
有四分之三是在美国。
3/4 of them are in the United States.
所以这是很有意思的、很有趣的现象。我们要从历史上来看，为什么怎么会变成这样
？It's very interesting. We'll have to understand why.
那么在英国就很少。
Very few in the United States.
你想想，33万的浸信会的人。
So among 33 million Baptists in the world.
结果在英国就21,600人。
21万。
两万一千。
And in Great Britain, there's only 21,600.
所以人数就很少了。
So there are very few of them.
我希望不是少一个零哈。
I hope it's not missing zero.
我希望不要冤枉他们。
I don't want to misunderstand them.
那么然后呢？最多的还是美国，所以我想这个印象有印象就可以了。
So I want you to have an impression.
如果你今天到哪里去？如果你今天到苏联去的话。
If you go to Russia today.
苏联主要是更正教，就是希腊正教。
In Russia, mostly it's the Greek Orthodox.
那如果有所谓的更正教徒的话
，So if you have these Protestants,
多半都是浸信会。
Most of them are Baptists.
所以这个是很特别的现象。
So this is very special.
这个在苏联特别如此。
In Russia is especially.
那么讲到路德会的时候。
So when you think of the Lutherans,
当然他们最要紧的地方就是欧洲，一共有3,600万。
Most important is in Europe, they have 36 million.
但你做梦也不会想到在非洲有1,300万。
You would never imagine there's 13 million in Africa.
这是路德会。
Lutherans.
那我刚才讲过，这个寻道会呢，一共是1,100万。
So among the Methodists, there are 11 million worldwide.
但有800万就在美国。
But 8 million in the United States.
所以就做整个的寻道会来说，或者说威理公会来说，他们主要的力量是在美国。
So the Methodists mostly are in the United States.
然后呢，这个长老会就分得很广很广。
So then the Presbyterian Church is spread throughout.
美国。
United States,
英国
England,
威尔斯
Wales,
苏格兰
Scotland,
爱尔兰
Ireland,
还有法国
and France.
法国这个跟历史也有关系
and it has to do with history.
然后呢接下来的就是罗马天主教
and the next is the Roman Catholic.
那罗马天主教主要的大本营是在意大利
Roman Catholic's the main headquarters in Italy,
意大利西班牙
Spain,
法国
In France,
还有整个南美洲
and nearly all Latin American countries.
那么包括菲律宾啊，什么都在内。
Includes Philippines and others.
所以这个大概我们可以说是今天整个世界目前基督徒中间的情形。
So this is the condition amongst other Christians worldwide.
那现在我们要问说
，So we want to ask this.
怎么我们分开的？我们到底是怎么分开的
？How were we divided?
我们在历史上我们能学一个什么样的教训
？In history, what kind of lessons can we learn?
所以我想我们就用三堂的时间。
So we'd like to use 3 sessions.
今天晚上、明天下午、
tomorrow afternoon、
明天晚上、
tomorrow evening.
我想我们大概的从教会历史里面，我们知道这些宗派的来源。
So we want to look through history and understand the background of this.
然后有了这个背景以后，有了这个了解以后。
So once we have this understanding,
我想我们就从主的话语里面就能够得着教训。
Then from the word of the Lord, we can receive lessons.
我们到底在目前这样纷乱的局面底下。
In this condition of division,
我们既然不能负责这些所有过去的分裂，
if we cannot be responsible for all the divisions in the past,
但是我们能不能让这个身体继续恶化下去？
So can we allow this body to continue to worsen?
我们要问一个问题，我们的责任到底在哪里？
We want to ask the question, what is our responsibility?
当教会四分五裂的时候，
when the church is divided,
那我们今天在主面前要负一个什么样的责任？
So what kind of responsibility ought we to have before the Lord?
因为它是历史。
Because it's history.
路德会是四百年前的。
So the church of the Lutheran Church has a 400 years.
那卫理公会或者寻道会是两百年以前。
The Methodists have a history of 200 years.
所以当我们看见神的教会分裂的时候，
So as we see the Church of Christ being divided,
我们生得太晚了。
So we were born too late.
所以我们就生在一个分裂的家庭里。
So we were born in a house divided.
我们没有办法负这个责任。
We cannot take up this responsibility.
这是我们父老们他们做的事。
This is what our ancestors have done.
这是我们属灵先祖他们做的。
This is what our Christian ancestors have done.
现在问题，等到他留给我们一个家，是个破碎的家，是四分五裂的家的时候。
When they leave a house divided for us,
那现在我们要问一个问题。
We want to ask a question.
我们仍旧是基督身上的肢体。
We are still the members of the body of Christ.
当你看见基督身体四分五裂的时候，
When you see the body of Christ being divided,
那么到底今天我们应该怎样走路呢？
So how should we walk the way ahead?
所以我觉得这样的追求对我们是很有帮助。
So I think this kind of a study is very important.
我们要在这个境界怎么来讨主的喜爱？
How are we to please the Lord under such circumstances?
所以我们当然要从历史讲起。
So we have to start from history.
但是呢，我们要限定我们的范围。
But we want to restrict our scope.
如果我们讲两千年的历史的话，根本来不及。
If we speak of the history for 2,000 years, we don't
have time. 所以我们一边讲，我们一边还讲得很快，所以我们只能够限定我们的时间。
So we have to limit the scope of our discussion.
所以我想我们要从马丁路德开始。
So we have to start from Martin Luther.
那马丁路德怎么带着神的儿女回到耶路撒冷这
How did Martin Luther
回到耶路撒冷
bring the children of God back to Jerusalem?
那刚开始的时候
In the beginning,
我想我们都知道马丁路德的故事。
We know the story of Martin Luther.
马丁路德本来是一个当他改革的时候他根本就是个修士。
So, when he started the reform, he was a monk.
他是典型的天主教徒。
He was a typical Roman Catholic.
他真的从心里觉得应该要拜玛利亚。
So from his heart, he felt that he needed to worship Mary.
他也真的从心里知道说那些圣徒的骨头啊，什么这些东西都应该膜拜他们。
So he felt from his heart also that he needed to touch the bones of those dead things.
他也知道每个礼拜一定要做弥撒。
He felt that every week he needed to attend mass.
那么弥撒当祭司们在那祝福饼和杯的时候，
So as the priests were there breaking the bread,
那事实上他们在那里行一个神迹。
So there they were performing a miracle.
什么神迹呢？
What was that miracle?
当他们把饼和杯就好像祭物献上的时候，
So as they were offering the bread and the cup just like a sacrifice,
结果就在那个时候，
At that time,
那个饼就变成基督的身体了。
So that bread became the body of Christ.
而且那个杯呢，里面的葡萄酒呢，就变成基督的血了。
So the wine in the cup became the blood of Christ.
所以这告诉我们什么？每次弥撒的时候，逛弥撒的时候，每次怎么样？每次神迹就发生了。
So every time during mass, then the miracle would happen.
所以他们觉得是主的同在就在他们中间。
So they felt the presence of God was in them.
他们觉得这个真是他的身体，这真是他的血。
They felt this is his body, this is his blood.
所以他们怕年轻人，怕大家不小心就把那个。血是血溅在地上。
So they're afraid that the young people would spill the blood of Christ on the floor.
或者其他的你不小心的人，所以他们决定说决定有一段很长的时间他们不可以喝杯的。
So for a long time they didn't allow anybody to take the cup.
所以呢，那个天主教的神父就替大家喝那个杯。
So the priest would drink that cup for everyone.
那么然后呢，就把饼弄成个窑，小小圆圆的。
So then they turn the bread into a small wafer.
所以你领受饼的时候，神父就把那个饼就放在你的舌头里。
So when you're going to take the bread, then they will take that wafer and put it in your mouth.
这样基督的身体就不会掉到地上来。
So then the body of Christ won't fall on the ground.
所以不要忘记了，我们以为说。有的人糊涂，但是连马丁路德也是这么糊涂。
We thought that some are confused, but Martin Luther was confused himself.
那么他也相信可以赎罪券能够解决一些问题。
He believed in buying
indulgence. 那因为根据天主教的思想。
According to Catholics,
那个怎么想呢?
So what did they think?
就是他们认为是好人上天堂。
They feel that good people go to heaven.
坏人下地狱。
Bad people go to hell.
那不好不坏的人去哪里呢?
So if you're not so good, not so bad, where do you go?
有一个地方叫做炼狱。
There's a place called purgatory.
所以经过炼狱以后呢，他就可以上天堂了。
So after spending some time in purgatory, he can go to heaven.
所以有一个思想叫做炼狱。
So there is a thought of a purgatory.
这圣经没有的。
This is not mentioned in the Bible.
但是对于天主教来讲非常重要。
But for Catholics, it's important.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为他们觉得不光是擘饼是圣礼。
But they felt that not just the breaking of bread is a sacrament.
而且连那个受浸也是圣礼。
They feel that baptism is also sacrament.
那么天主教认为有七个圣礼。
They feel that there are seven sacraments.
借着这七个圣礼，神就把恩典给了我们。
So through these seven sacraments, then God gives us grace.
那么什么时候你受浸，你就进到教会里面来了。
So when you're baptized, you enter the church.
所以离开了教会就没有救恩。
If you leave the church, there is no salvation.
因为如果没有人替你受浸，你就不会得救的。
So if no one gets baptized, you will not be saved.
所以现在很清楚的。
So it's very clear.
什么时候神父、祭司一罢工，人就不能得救了。
So whenever the priests they go into a strike, no one will be saved.
那么这个是一个圣礼。
So this is one sacrament.
还放弥撒就是擘饼，也是另外一个圣礼。
So mass or breaking of bread is another sacrament.
他们觉得你每次来望弥撒的时候，哎，你就感觉到主的同在。
So they feel when you come to mass, you'll feel the presence of God.
因为就在擘饼的，就在祝福的时候，饼就变成身体，然后里面的酒就变成了血。
Because when the bread and cup are blessed, then the body becomes the body of Christ.
那还有一个，
the cup becomes the blood of Christ.
还有一个就是要告解 confession.
And then the other one was.Confession.
这告解是和一个哪个圣礼有关系呢？和那个 penitence 有关系。
So confession has to do with penitence.
意思就是你要懊悔你自己。
So you have to repent.
那怎么懊悔自己呢？
How do you repent?
你要向神父告解，向他认罪。
So you have to confess your sins to the Father.
所以呢，神父在一个房间里面。
So you confess your sins to the priest.
你对着他讲话。
You speak to him.
你把你心里所有的故事都告诉神父。
You tell him all your stories to the priest.
然后呢，这个神父就可以为你祷告。
And this priest can pray for you.
那么这个罪怎么得赦免呢？
How can your sins be forgiven?
你今天要认罪的话。
So today if you're going to confess your sins.
你只要去告解就可以，然后他可以赦免你的罪。
You just have to go to confession and he'll forgive you.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为教皇已经把一些东西分给这些人了。
So because the Pope has already given many things to people.
所以他们有权柄可以赦免罪的。
So they have the right, they have the authority to forgive sin.
那根据什么来赦免这个罪呢?
But according to what did they forgive?
他们认为说这个天上啊有个很大的银行，好像银行一样，仓宝库一样。
So they believe that there's a big bank in the sky.
因为主耶稣呢，一个 Bank of Merit. 那么因为主耶稣为我们钉十字架，所以他的功劳最大。
So because the Lord Jesus crucified on the cross, his merits was the greatest.
所以他的 merit 就放在那个 bank, 就放在那个宝库里面。
So his merits are placed in this bank of merit.
但是不止他们。
But not only that.
那些为主寻道的。
Those who martyred for the Lord.
他们有很多的功德。
They also have many merits.
所以也存在那里。
It's also stored there.
所以呢，教皇呢，他是专门管这个宝库的。
So the Pope controls this bank.
那因为那里面有好多的功德。
Now because there are many merits there.
所以如果教皇把这功德分给你一点，分给你一点，分给你一点。
So if the Pope gives you a little bit, you a little bit, you a little bit.
你的罪就通通得了赦免。
So then your sins are forgiven.
这就是马丁路德的问题啊。
So this is the problem with Martin Luther.
教皇为什么要卖赎罪券呢？
Why do we, the Pope have to sell indulgences?
因为他盖圣彼得堂。
Because he has to build St. Peter's Cathedral.
所以他要需要钱呢。
So he needed money.
但是马丁路德认为说，如果教皇真的爱大家的话。
So if the Pope really loves everybody.
他可以不盖圣彼得堂。
He doesn't have to build St. Peter's Cathedral.
那个宝库里面的功德已经可以叫整个炼狱里面通通救出来。
So that bank of merits should save everybody from purgatory.
因为那个足够了，是不是？
That should be enough.
这就是他们的观念。
So this is their concept.
所以因为这个缘故，现在那些代表赦免的人最大的是教皇。
So those who are representative of those that can forgive is the Pope is the biggest.
所有的神父当他们听别人认罪的时候，然后呢就。也听他们，然后呢，就这同样的赦免他们。
All these other priests can also forgive them.
我不能随便赦免的。
You cannot forgive anybody.
你要做一点什么事。
You have to do something.
那你每天要念玫瑰经。
So you have to read the rosary.
你要做好几件事情。
You have to do a few other things.
那这样呢，你就积一些功德了。
Then you accumulate some merit.
那这样有的罪你就赦免了。
And some sins are forgiven.
那比方说有一次，那么为了要很多需要很多教皇需要很多钱来盖圣彼得。
Now, because the Pope needed money to build St. Peter's Cathedral, so if you can travel to Rome once, if you come for a pilgrimage, so how many of your sins can be forgiven? So they could count at that point.
你要做多少税，你要做多少，你要做多少好事情，你就能够。就能够赦免许多多少的罪。
So how many good works can you do, then you can have your sins forgiven?
所以明白吗？
So you understand?
当许多人看见自己的家人在炼狱里面。
So when people saw that their home family is in purgatory.
所以他们愿意做许多的好事，希望能够叫这个，希望能够从那个什么，从家人可以从炼狱里面出来。
So they want to do many good things so they could come out of purgatory.
所以现在有各种各样的方法能够。叫来这个来赎你的罪。
So there are many methods so that you can have your sins forgiven.
所以慢慢开始有一个做法。
So there was one method.
就是买赎罪券就。
So now you just have to sell indulgences.
你只要肯付多少钱。
You just pay a certain amount of money.
你的钱叮当一进到盒子里面去。
As the money dropped into the box.
他说你的家人就从炼狱里面就跳出来。
So then your family members leave purgatory.
那你知道马丁路德也听那些人讲啊。
So Martin Luther also listened to them.
那些很会讲啊。
They really knew how to
speak. 他先讲你的父母，你的什么人在炼狱里面受多少的痛苦啊。
So they first say, oh, your parents and your such and such, they suffer in purgatory.
那现在这里有个盒子。
Now there's a box.
你只要把钱放进就可以了。
Just put the money in.
许多的罪就得到赦免。
Many sins will be forgiven.
那么他还给你个赎罪券，给你一个像给你一个证据一样，给你证件一样。
So they actually give you a little receipt.
可以，你签个字，你的名字在上面。
You can sign on it.
那么因为你付了多少钱
？Now because you paid X amount.
所以呢，你现在就可以有多少罪得到赦免
？So now how many of your sins are forgiven?
所以你知道有一帮的人呢，他忽然间想起来。
So there's a group of people they just remembered.
这是发现很好的办法呀。
This is a great way to make a lot of money.
因为哪里有卖书最近的盒子，哪里里面钱一定很多。
So wherever there is the place that sells indulgences, there should be a lot of money.
所以他们老早把书最近买好了。
So they bought all the indulgences.
所以然后就抢那个书，抢那个盒子。
So then they stole that box.
后来被抓到的时候呢
？After they were caught,
他把赎罪券拿出来了。
So they took out the indulgence.
他们的罪就得到赦免。
Then their sins are forgiven.
那这是真实的故事。
This is a true story.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers,
我们说那个时候教会的情形是这样那样那样那这样。
So the constitution of the church was this way.
而且你看那个时候的教皇啊
，So at that time the pope
根本他进行文艺复兴许多的艺术。
So he wanted to restore a lot of the Renaissance or the art.
你如果大家今天到这个罗马去的话
，If you go to Rome today,
尤其你看那个博物馆，教皇的博物馆里面，那真是很多珍藏，很多很多文艺作品。
So if you go to the Museum of the Popes, you see there's many artistic works.
很多根本是希腊的。
Many of them are belong to the Greeks.
根本是罗马的。
Belong to the Romans.
那都是希腊神话里面的东西。
And it's all in the Greek mythology.
那跟福音一点都没有关系的。
Nothing to do with the gospel.
而且里面有许多很污秽的思想。
And there are many polluted thoughts.
那么结果呢？教皇整个的他根本是奉艺术的名，他就收藏这个，收藏那个。
So then, in the name of art, he collected all of those.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers and sisters,
就在这个就在开除马丁路德的那个教皇，他根本就是不管属灵的事的。
So the Pope that excommunicated Martin Luther, he did not care about spiritual things.
所以你看，不止教皇如此。
Not just the Pope was this way.
那所有的主教根本都不读圣经。
All of the bishops did not study the Bible.
你知道吗？有一个主教怎么说呢
？So what did one of the cardinals say?
一个德国的主教这么说。
A German cardinal said.
他说感谢神。
So he said, thank the Lord.
我从来没有读过保罗书信。
I never read the epistles of Paul.
他如果我读保罗书信，我也要像马丁路德一样变成异端分子。
So if I study the epistles of Paul, I'll become like Martin Luther.
很多人啊，神学不是从来没有读过圣经的。
So many people they got the degree in Bible, but they never studied.
所以圣经根本是用链子把它链起来的。
So the Bible was actually in chains.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
这个真是黑暗时代。
So this is really the dark
age. 黑暗不只因为他们犯罪。
The dark age is not just because they sin.
黑暗对神的旨意一点不知道。
But because they didn't know the will of God.
圣经链起来了。
When the Bible was in chains,
所以你不知道炼狱是错的。
So you didn't know the purgatory was wrong.
你也不知道卖赎罪券是错的。
You didn't know that selling indulgences was wrong.
所以我要让弟兄姊妹知道。
So I want to let brothers and sisters know.
马丁路德是实实足足的天主教徒。
Martin Luther was a true Catholic.
他觉得教会是对的。
He felt the church was right.
卖赎罪券也是对的。
To sell indulgences was right.
明白吗？
You understand that?
原则上没有错。
In principle, it's not wrong.
朝圣也是对的。
Pilgrimage was right.
虽然有很多信教的失望。
Many things let him be disappointed.
但是他觉得教皇是不会错的。
But he felt that the Pope couldn't be wrong.
他是那是在地上的代表基督的那一位。
He was on earth representing Christ.
所以你要知道那个背景。
So you have to know the background.
就当马丁路德起来改教改革那个时候。
So when Martin Luther started the reform.
他从来没有意思要想离开罗马天主教，没有的。
He never wanted to leave Roman Catholic Church.
因为你想想看，离开天主教，离开教会就没有救恩。
So to leave the church, you will lose your salvation.
教皇一开除你。
So when the Pope, they excommunicated you.
不知道有多少个咒诅要临到你身上。
You don't know how many curses will come upon you.
你根本就不要活了。
Then you don't have to live.
所以你想想看。
So think about it.
在那个时候，整个的欧洲有一半的土地都是教会。
In all of Europe at that time, half of the territory belongs to the church.
非常的富有，非常的腐败。
Very rich, very corrupt.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个通通就发生在教会的身上。
All of this happened in the church.
你明白吗？
In a sense,
所以在这个情形底下。
Under such circumstances,
你很难眼睛被开启。
So your eyes will not be open.
马丁路德那么爱神的人。
So Martin Luther was one of
the Lord. 马丁路德他是教授。
He was also a professor.
但是稀不稀奇？
But isn't it amazing?
他也是一个神父。
He was also a priest.
他也是在那里这个分弥撒给别人，为吩咐弥撒。
He was also blessing the mass.
所以我们知道说，在他的观念里面，他从来没有意思说有一天要离开罗马教会。
So in his mind, he never thought he would leave the Roman Catholic Church.
这个就像保罗一样。
This is just like Paul.
保罗从来没有想到有一天。
Paul never imagined.
在大马这路上能遇见我们。
On the way to Damascus, he would meet our Lord.
他是个典型的实实足足的犹太人。
He was a typical Jew.
他为着这个犹太教大发热心。
So he was zealous for Judaism.
他是希伯来人的希伯来。
He was Hebrews of Hebrews.
他觉得跟随主耶稣的都是骗子。
He felt that those who followed the Lord Jesus were in deceit.
他觉得应该要铲除所有这些跟随主耶稣的人。
He felt that he needed to get rid of all of those who belonged to the Lord Jesus.
他良心一点也没有不平安。
His conscience never bothered him.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是个实实足足犹太教的人。
Because he's a completely typical Jew.
他知道说，就是律法的意义来说，他是无可指责。
So according to the law, he was blameless.
你想想看。
Think about it.
他哪里需要救恩？
Where does he need salvation?
你看见说他完全能够照着律法所要求的来做
he could,
来完成。
He could do it, things completely according to the law.
弟兄姊妹，你不会想到像这样的人会得救的。
You would never imagine that such a person would be saved.
你不会想到这样的人眼睛会被开启。
You would never imagine that this person, these people's eyes.
他往大马的路上。
On his way to Damascus.
他根本是要去侍奉神，要帮神的忙的。
He wanted there to go serve God.
结果你没有想到。
He never imagined.
神得着他。
Then God gained him.
同样的。
The same way.
神不只得着保罗。
The Lord not only gained Paul.
神也得着马丁路德。
The Lord also gained Martin Luther.
神得着马丁路德的时候。
So when the Lord gained Martin Luther.
马丁路德没有一个雄心说我要改革整个的教会。
Martin Luther never imagined that he wanted to reform the whole church.
他常常说我只是个可怜的修士而已。
He always said that I am just a poor wretched priest.
我怎么能站在皇帝的面前？
How can I stand before the king?
我怎么能站在教皇的面前？
How can I stand before the pope?
你看见没有？那个时候，当你真的当他真的站在皇帝面前的时候
，So when he was truly before the king，
在整个的审问他的这个房间里面，通通是金光闪闪那个大有名的人物。
So all of those who questioned him were important people.
你不能说马丁路德不害怕。
You cannot say that Martin Luther was afraid.
这是为什么马丁路德要求说再给我一天。
So that's why Martin Luther said, "Give me one more day."
为什么
？Why?
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and
sisters. 只有他回到主面前。
When he returned to the Lord.
只有主站在他这一边。
When the Lord stood in him.
他才能面对整个的世界。
Then he could face the whole world.
整个的应付的门通通打开。
So all the gates of Hades were open.
马丁路德认为那一次他已经死定了。
So at that time, he felt that he was dead.
他知道这一次一定就完了。
He felt it was over.
所以当他去审问的时候
，So when he was the inquisition,
到处都是人夹道来支持他。
Many people came to support him.
因为他们知道他是寻道去。
Because they know that he came to be martyred.
没有人想说他们会再出来的。
No one would imagine he would come back out.
所以弟兄姊妹，
so、brothers,
我们要知道，
we have to know.
当马丁路德被主兴起来做改革工作的时候，
so when Martin Luther was raised by the Lord to start the work of reform,
他所想到的只是自己蒙恩得救而已。
All he thought was that he wanted to be saved.
他只会说我要不要上天堂。
He was asking, should I go to heaven?
他没有想到。基督身体上是怎样分门别类
？He never thought about the body of Christ being divided.
他没有想到这个身体已经不是基督的身体。
He didn't know that already this body was no longer the body.
有人已经取代了教父基督的位置。
Somebody already took the place of Christ.
那个坐在教皇宝座上的已经变成教会的头了。
So the one who was on the throne of the Pope was the head of the church.
而且他是永远不会错的。
And he is never wrong.
这个不是基督的身体。
This is not the body of Christ.
这因为头换了。身体也就换了。
Because the head had changed, the body also changed.
那弟兄姊妹，马丁路德还搞不清楚。
Martin Luther wasn't clear.
马丁路德还是迷在里面。
He was still confused.
他是 obsessed. 他是实实足足的天主教迷。
He was a obsessed Catholic.
所以我们知道说，你不可能叫他转弯，他想也没想到。
So he couldn't turn either way.
不过他的确，他小的时候。
But truly, when he was young,
他因为父亲管他很严
，because his father was strict，
所以在他的感觉里面，在他的感觉里面，这个神就像他父亲。
So in his own feeling, he felt that God was his father.
一天到晚，神拿着榔头要敲他的脑袋。
So the God with the hammer was gonna hammer him on the head every day.
一直是活在神的震怒的。
He always lived under the wrath of God.
那么有一次，他有一个很要好的朋友。
So one day he had a good friend.
那走在路。路上的时候就被雷劈死。
So on his way, he was walking along the way, and he was struck by lightning.
那么有一次呢，他从家里回到他的学校。
So as he was returning to school one day,
也在这个田里面，忽然间雷雨大作。
So he was in the field, and there was a great lightning storm.
而刚好一个雷就落在他的旁边。
And there was a lightning that struck right next to him.
所以他紧张不，他想他跟那个朋友一样的。
So he was so nervous. He thought he was like a
就这么完了。
He'd be open.
所以他就大声喊叫。
So he cried out.
因为他的爸爸是个矿工嘛。
Because his father was a one who worked in the mine.
所有的矿工有一个 patron saint， 有一个保护圣徒。
So every miner had a patron saint.
这个叫做安娜 ，Saint Anna。
Saint Anna。
Saint Anna 是谁呢
？Who's Saint Anna？
Saint Anna 根据他们的传说是主耶稣的祖母。
According to their traditions, and say Anna is the Lord Jesus' grandmother.
所以呢，她就变成了所有矿工的 patron saint 保护圣主。
So she became the patron saint for all of the
mining. 所以她在这个罪教里，她说：“圣安娜，救救我。”
So at this point, he cried out, "Saint Anna, save me."
她说：“我意思，如果我得救的话，那我愿意进到修道院去。”
If I'm saved, I want to be willing to go to the monastery.
这是 vow， 这是愿。
This is his vow.
她许了愿以后，那么那个时候很紧张啊，她就这么祷告了。
So he had a vow at that point, and then he made this prayer.
结果第二天他就后悔。
So the next day he regretted.
然后旁边的朋友告诉你不要守这个，你不要做傻瓜了。
His friend said, "Don't be stupid."
但是呢，他不行，他觉得他应该要守他的约。
So he felt that he should keep his vow.
所以呢，他就请了他的朋友们。
So he asked all his friends.
因为他很喜欢音乐。
He likes music.
所以他们就在那里就在然后呢就就是一直到了半夜，他们都在那唱。唱歌在那里作乐。
So they were singing, enjoying themselves until midnight.
那等到快十二点的时候
，right before midnight，
他就告诉他的朋友们
，he told his friends，
我要进到修道院去。
I'm going to the monastery.
那当然大家都很不舍了。
Everybody was very sad.
这个十二点钟以前
，right before midnight，
他就敲那个修道院的门。
So he knocked on the door of the monastery.
那个小门到现在还在。
That little door is still there.
那个小门呢，到现在还在，就让他去敲那个门，然后门就打开了。
So he knocked on the door and the door was open.
然后门又关起来。
And the door was closed.
那从此以后，马丁路德就把世界远远丢在。
So from that point on, he left the world behind him.
那为什么他要离开？为什么他要离开这个世界呢
？Why was he going to leave this world?
因为他希望更圣洁。
Because he wanted to be holy.
他希望在修道院修苦修的时候，能够讨主的欢心。
So he wants to be in the monastery. He could please the Lord.
所以他宁愿守住他的愿。
So he rather keep his vow.
他爸爸非常的生气。
His father was very angry.
他爸爸要他做律师，他结果做了修士。
So his father wanted him to be a lawyer, but then he became a monk.
他就进到那个修道院。
So he entered into the monastery.
那每天早晨没有睡多少。
Every morning he didn't sleep.
两点钟就要起来了。
He had to wake up at 2 o'clock.
然后他们要做许许多多的事。
They had to do many things.
他苦待他自己。
He
ill-treated
himself.
他苦待自己到一个地步，他的骨。